Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. Here's what's inside today's show. First off, a wonderful playlist. It features a mix of current Afrobeats and Amapiano tunes and classic nostalgia songs from the past. Then, my Drop the Needle music listening quiz that puts Kenyan TV broadcaster Valentine Wambui in the hot seat. And then I have two guests today. First, from Lisbon, reporter Bram Posthumus brings us the story of Guinea-Bissauan singer Karina Gomez's musical journey and her musical brand that's symbolized by the water drum. The other guest, South African music journalist Mpo Chikudo. He joins me by phone in the second half of the hour to discuss the recent loss of three prominent South African musicians, all in the course of about 1 month, a.k.a. Costa Titch and Gloria Bozeman. So that's it. That's the show now. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Facebook follower Gerald Kinko sent me a message recently asking to, quote, play me Cameroon Makossa music, unquote. So I am starting us out with Petit Pays, born Adolphe Claude Mundi. He's known by many names, Omega, Rabba Rabi, Turbo Afrique, which is African Turbo, Adonai, Le Neveu de Jésus, Jesus's nephew, the defender advocate for women, Efata, and finally, the king of Makossa love. This here is Iboka from 2018.
Come to Napoleon, mummy, come nabo. Pito nabo. Police nabo. Uchuchu.
Jamalambo e jamalambo.
Aye ni kade mu nyasa we number mu se mu se ma we.
Jamalambo.
Biya mu apre mu ku mataka. Mu ku masoko. Uchuchu.
That was Eboka by Petit Pays. By the way, if you like his music and happen to be in Cameroon, the King of Makossa Love is celebrating his 40 years in music with two major concerts in Yaoundé and Douala in May. Hey everyone, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. I asked my longtime friend last week, Azuni Adu, to, without overthinking, tell me what song brought him the most nostalgia. He thought just for a second and came up with this one. Drop and Quench by Fela Kuti from his 1973 album, Aphrodisiac. Here's to your happy days, Azuni. Yes, and that was, of course, the original Fela Kuti with Chop and Quench from 1973. I've got more nostalgic tunes coming your way, along with awesome current music, too. But first, it is time for Drop the Needle.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Valentine Wambui, how are you doing?
I am fine, thank you, Heather. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's number one.
If anybody pressure you this year, you know what you go do? Just block them, delete them, remove them for your contact. Block them, delete them, remove them for your contact. Don't pressure me.
What do you say?
I know the name of the song is Pressure.
That's right. Do you relate to that?
Yes, yes. Don't pressure me. It's 2023. I don't want any kind of pressure in my life.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So who's the artist and where is it from?
Pressure Vibe.
No. What country?
I want to say Ghana.
Close, but no cigar. It's Voltage of Hype, and it's from Nigeria.
Oh, so close. Okay.
So close, but yet so far. All right. Here's number two. Let's go. Okay, Valentine.
I think I have this one. It is On Nosso Amor.
Yes.
By Soraya Ramos and Kalema.
Beautiful. What country are they representing?
Cape Verde.
Yes. Now you're in the. Now you're in it. Now you're in it. Let's hit number three. Okay.
I want to say Ibrahim. The song is Overtaking.
Yes. What country?
Ghana.
You got it. Two out of three ain't bad, Valentine.
What? Don't I get a bonus just to, you know?
A bonus? Well,
please.
I know you listened a lot to the show that I sent you. So that's a bonus.
I did.
How about this? Why don't you tell me about yourself? What do you do?
I am a TV host. I'm a TV presenter at the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation. That's a national broadcaster.
Yes, yes. And what is the program that you do? What's the name of it?
It's a talk show.
Oh, it's a talk show.
And entertainment.
Okay. Well, tell us something. Tell us some breaking entertainment news right now.
Some breaking. And we have a couple of reality shows coming up. This is quite new for us. We're not very used to reality shows in the country, local ones.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, Valentine. Valentine Wambui, thank you so much for playing Drop the Needle.
Thank you, Heather Maxwell. I appreciate it.
Bye. All right. Hey, everybody. Coming up is our first musical guest of the hour, Karina Gomez. But first, here's Forever Remix by Jackie featuring Omale.
And it goes like...
Again, see, am I dead for me? Separate soul and spirit from body. Yeah, you take me heavily. 2170, my head is spinning. My dad at heavily. Say liar, liar, liar. Yeah, I see we on you. Everything will concern you. Consign me. Psychiatrist, you cannot delete my. My, 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 my. Yeah, I see we on you. Everything will concern you. Consign me. Psychiatrist, you cannot delete our.
Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, Heather and everyone at the ever-lovely Music Time in Africa show. You know, Lisbon is a pretty fascinating place these days. This city has been steadily developing itself into a real global music hub without hardly anybody looking. Well, all right, anybody that doesn't speak Portuguese. So here we are, in Lisbon, a city that musicians from almost all corners of the globe now call home. Of course, many of them come from countries that were once occupied by Portugal. Brazil, Angola, Mozambique, Cabo Verde, and of course, Guinea-Bissau, where Karina Gomes was born. And Guinea-Bissau's signature sound is this. More about that later. This is a track of Karina Gomes's debut album, Minjer. A gentle, mostly acoustic album that came out in 2014 and stayed in my CD machine for months. Now, the word debut suggests she appeared onto the music scene for the first time. Absolutely not. By the time this came out, Karina Gomes had been making music for 17 years. First in the Brazilian metropolis of São Paulo, where she joined the gospel choir in the 1990s, as she entered a course in journalism before returning to Guinea-Bissau. Is she still a journalist?
Yes, and I've been working for Radio Netherlands. I was your colleague, and it was so nice and a little strange to give an interview to my colleague, but it's nice, it's cool.
Nice and cool, two words that describe Karina Gomes well, as do two other words, committed activist. This is everywhere in her music.
Hello, guys. Let's say no to misogyny. I dedicate this song to all women in the world. You are light.
I didn't know that in Portugal we have these indicators with so many women victim of violence. So this is urgent. It's an emergency. This issue is always present in my life. It's always present in my music.
Na, 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 na. Ooh, ooh. Na, na, na.
So in the first decade of this century, Karina Gomes is back in Guinea-Bissau, works as a journalist for Portuguese and Dutch news services, and then gets asked to join these legends. Yes, Super Mama Jumbo, Guinea-Bissau's best-loved orchestra. The band recorded most of its material in Lisbon, at a time when Karina Gomes was very young and her country had only just gained independence from Portugal after a long struggle. With few of the original musicians remaining, the band managed to keep going, and around 2012 even enjoyed something of a revival. But while Karina Gomes was touring with the band, she never stopped developing her own plans. She moved to Lisbon, and more journalism, and making her own music.
Lisboa is mistura, is Lisboa. I love fado, I love Portuguese tradition, but Lisboa became a mixed place. So it's so nice that you can listen to the best funaná, best kizomba, best samba in Lisbon, yeah.
This is Amor Livre, a remix. It's on her second album, Na, that came out in 2021.
The previous one was a fusion of traditional and kind of soul music. But this album has some electronic elements, but it's still roots and a little bit of Afro jazz. So it's a fusion with a little bit more challenge. I have a lot of electric elements of Super Mama Jumbo in this album. It's a kind of own identity I have because of the time I spent with them.
Today, there is great new musical chemistry developing on stage between Karina Gomes and her band of fine musicians as they bring the songs alive. And the prominent place is reserved for this. Ah, you thought I'd forgotten. You know, the nicest part is always towards the end, just like in a good live show. So here's the story of the tina.
You know, it's a cross-culture instrument. It not belongs to any ethnic group, so it's the symbol of unity. For some studies, it started about 200 years ago in the movement of resistance.
Resistance against Portuguese colonial rule. Or resistance against husbands having several wives, as I read in one paper. In any case, how does it work? Like this. You take a large bowl, fill it with water, and let an empty calabash float on top of the water. You can now play it with your hands, fingers, and even fists. It makes a deep, reverberating sound. Some say it was invented by accident when one of the women fetching water at a river accidentally dropped a calabash on the water and heard the incredible sound it made. Whatever the original, the tina is very much the domain of women. No wonder Karina Gomes puts it center stage as a signature for her own brand of music and her country.
As I came from Guinea-Bissau, a country of peace, so I decided to give this this message from my people to the people of the world in Lisbon. I passed the last 1 year performing. 2023, we will start with a new agenda. And greetings to Voice of America.
All right, hello everyone. So now you know Karina Gomes and her music. How about that water drum? This is Heather. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now here is another nostalgic song. It's called Musolu and it is by Oumou Sangaré from Mali. Recorded in 1982, the song praises African women for the hard, earnest work that they do for their country. Many of Sangaré's songs concern love and marriage, especially freedom of choice in marriage. She herself became one of West Africa's biggest international stars. I hope it takes you back.
Maria, para muito, para muita gente. everybody. My name is Papillon Musa from Kenya, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on VOA.
Okay, now we move to South Africa, where three prominent South African musicians have died, all in the course of just 1 month. Journalist Mpho Chikudo joins me by phone to discuss.
I'm a superstar with Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, Apple Drake, is Ninja.
Mpho, how are you doing there in Johannesburg?
Heather, I'm good. As always, I send greetings from Josie.
Thank you. There have been a couple deaths of very well-known and loved artists in South Africa recently. Let's talk about those. First of all, March 11th, the South African Amapiano rapper Costa Titch passed away on stage during a performance. Do you know what happened?
We don't. There isn't any official reports, but we can only guess. I see a lot of reports going with seizures, but we don't really know. And this on the back of the passing of AKA, who was brutally killed back in Feb.
How did AKA die?
It was a hit. He was out in Durban on a gig, and we see the viral footage. He got shot. And of course, the country is still reeling from his passing. But when I think about Costa, I imagine someone who was on the threshold of hitting the big time.
Oh, yeah.
And I use the word threshold with a bit of humility, because in a period of about 3 years, he had already worked with AKA. He had already worked with Akon as well.
Yeah, I mean, he came onto my radar only a few months ago with his song Big Flexa. Well, actually, it was released about a year ago, but I'm looking right now. It has 49 million views on YouTube.
Almost 50 million right now. It's huge what he's managed to do in about 3 years. He was already getting business outside of the country.
Yeah.
He was playing Nigeria and I think Ghana as well.
Mm-hmm.
He was an amazing dancer as well. He had moves for days. He's that famous artist you knew nothing about. He wasn't really overly exposed, but he was very important, and it's really amazing what he managed to achieve in a period of just 3 years.
Yeah, and 28 years old, already gone. Terrible.
So it's sad for the country. It's sad for, you know what, just before this phone call, I was speaking with my niece, Ruzani, and she was telling me that Costa needed about a year, and America was going to know him. And we're not just talking about the diaspora, we're talking about the whole of America. And she says Europe was going to know about him. That's how huge he was.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Heather. You're listening to my conversation with journalist Mpho Chikudo in Johannesburg about the untimely death of Costa Titch, March 11th. Here's his song, Big Flexa.
Pull up in a beam, too much to clean, I'm taller. I don't foster, serious and daughter. A big time player, trip too big and kind. I went flexer, Tina said gym, too hot like a heater. My neck done froze like winter, don't put it on liquor, Shy's told me, picture, MJ on the sheet, thriller, funny vibes every night, enter, Nantalagat. Costa, I can start like Fokker, pull up in a beam, too much to clean and taller, I don't foster, serious and daughter, a big time player, a trip too big in Kanya, I went flexer, Tina said gym, too hot like a heater, my neck done froze like winter, don't put it on, liquor, Shy's home, big picture. MJ on the shit, thriller, funny vibes every night. Hey, I forget. Recupera the best. Turn full set, otta my aka jet. Elevana baba dance, baba dance, baba dance. Oh yes, my babes are, oh yes. Oh yes, my babes are, oh yes. If all if you check up a dome, perillon, I don't make a the veve. Hey, I forget. Recupera the best. Turn full set, otta my aka jet. Elevana baba dance, baba dance, baba dance. Oh yes, my babes.
babeza, oh yes. Oh yes, my babeza, oh yes. Sorry, fitla kobo don perion. I don't make a diveve, diveve, diveve.
Flexa by Costa Titch. May he rest in peace. In a moment, we'll listen to more of my conversation with Mpo about another beloved South African singer, Gloria Bozeman, who died March 14th, just 3 days after Costa. But the death of AKA that Mpo just mentioned earlier can't not be recognized here. Born Kieranan Jared Forbes in Cape Town and raised in Johannesburg, AKA was an award-winning international hip-hop artist and record producer. He shared stages with American heavyweights like Snoop Dogg, 2 Chainz, Kendrick Lamar, and others. And his music was deep. It was thoughtful, especially about South Africa and about Africa's place in the world of music and its history. Well, so as Mpo said, AKA was shot to death February 10th. This is Jiga, a track from his 2018 album Touch My Blood, featuring Yanga Chief. Though he'd released many other notable hits, this song's opening message, any day this life go flash before your eyes, has sadly rung true for him and his younger fellow fallen brother in music, Costa Titch.
Any day this life go flash before your eyes, and a girl like you, I see my old design. Me crazy, oh, but you're not hear me, oh. I'm on your radio, put it all on you. Write this song for you. I've been gone from you, way too long from you.
That is good.
How'd you go, Punen? As Bambay, as I told him.
How'd you go, Punen?
Jaka by AKA of South Africa. May he rest in peace.
Voice of America. This is Baba Kuboye. You are listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Do not touch that dial.
Okay, back to my phone conversation now with Mpo about the third South African musician who has died. All right, let's go on to Gloria Bosman.
Gloria, oh Gloria. We know her because of Hot Sticks. Mm-hmm. Hot Sticks was very instrumental in shaping Gloria.
Tell the listeners who Hot Sticks is. I know him. I interviewed him way back 10 years ago. But
Hot Sticks is known for Burnout, which charted in the States and Europe as well. Kudos to you, Brasipo, if you're listening to the show. I got a chance to meet Gloria when I was a young reporter. I think about 2011, I was working for a magazine at the time and we had a shoot with her. The one thing about her is just her aura, her amazing aura. She's a great musician, all right. She's a great singer, all right. But she was very smart. I remember we had an interview in Sandton and we continued chatting long after the interview. Mm-hmm. She's really amazing. The one thing about her is versatility. She could move from Bakanga, she could do jazz. She was at home in improvised music. She could skate very well, which I think is a rare skill, and could handle a very, you know, sort of ritual closer songs. She was at home doing those sort of songs. But she was a beast. She'd be someone called... I was reading all these tributes online and someone called her The Sound. She was just very versatile and amazing.
Songs from my past keep ringing in my head. Songs that made me laugh, made me sing and play. Songs that make me smile. Ringing in my head, songs that make me cry, make me feel so alive. Oh,
and how did she die?
We don't know. We don't know. The reports say she died after a short illness.
And how old was she?
50. She was 50. Mm-hmm. So it's a great loss. People cried. I thought people had forgotten about Gloria, but I saw people crying. Mm. I saw people crying, and people are still crying. They really mourned her. I think her first record was just before, probably 99, but she got considerable airplay. You could hear Gloria all over the radio. She had so many hits.
Well, great South African musicians, each from very different eras and genres, but equally loved, and I know they are going to be missed.
Most deaf is 3 months in. We've already lost three giants.
Gosh. Thank you so much for joining me and for sharing the information that you have there from South Africa.
Heather, thank you so much. It's always great to be on the show.
Mama wam gomye wabo Tikule ndibathe njo maxesha onke indlela
was Gloria Bosman's 1999 song, Amakwana, from the album Tranquility. May she rest in peace. Hello, everyone. Well, we've got time for one last song before saying goodbye. This is Nigeria's Tenny with her 2023 single, My Tama. It still vibes to that South African amapiano beat, though Tenny is Nigerian, as is one of the featured artists on her track, Mayor Kun. But she also has two other guests on here who are both South African, Chico, and then none other than, once again, may he rest in peace, Kasta Titch. Tama by Tenny, featuring Mayor Kun and Chico and Kasta Titch. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. A special thanks also to Valentine Wambui of Nairobi for playing Drop the Needle, to Bram Posthumous for that great report about Karina Gomez, and to Mpo Chikudo for sharing his time and thoughts about the three South African artists who have passed away recently. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voanews.com. Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.